The World Health Organization has announced that there will be a massive shortfall of a powerful malaria drug in the coming year. The shortage of artemisinin will hit Africa the hardest and could cost tens of thousands of lives. 90% of the world's malaria cases are in Africa. The mosquito-borne disease kills at least a million people on that continent every year. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Johannesburg.
Artemisinin has been used in China as an herbal remedy to fight parasites for centuries. During the Vietnam War, the North Vietnamese started using it as a highly effective treatment for malaria. Only recently, however, has artemisinin been used in Africa, and only after malaria parasites started developing resistance to far cheaper traditional treatments such as chloroquine. Richard Tren, who runs the health advocacy group Africa Fighting Malaria, says the shortage of the drug will have devastating effects on the continent.
It's a very big deal. The alternative drugs are failing in many, many countries, and to some dramatic rates. So, for example, in Ethiopia, chloroquine, which is a cheap and readily available malaria drug, fails in 80% of cases. So it simply doesn't work, which means that children are dying unnecessarily.
Artemisinin is a natural extract from the sweet wormwood plant. It's grown almost exclusively in China. According to the World Health Organization, simply not enough of the plant is being cultivated to meet the increased demand. The Swiss drug maker Novartis produces an artemisinin-based anti-malarial for the WHO at cost called Coartem. The WHO says it expects to have only 30 million doses of Coartem next year, or roughly half the supplies it needs to tackle the disease. Trent says the WHO and other health agencies failed to recognize the seriousness of the malaria drug resistance problem in Africa soon enough.
One of the problems with artemisinin, though, is that the donor agencies and the WHO were very slow to endorse and pay for new malaria, these artemisinin drugs. If several years ago the WHO had started warning about this, had started asking, trying to ramp up production then, we wouldn't be in the situation that we have now.
One agency that has been ringing alarm bells over the need for artemisinin in Africa is Doctors Without Borders. The agency started endorsing the use of the drug in a combination regimen back in 2002. Dr. Annette Heinzelman, the medical director for Doctors Without Borders in Sierra Leone, says at times 70% of the pediatric admissions in her clinics are due to malaria.
Of course, you're in an endemic area. You have a lot of stagnant water where the mosquitoes are breathing and the people are just living near to these stagnant water pools.
The mosquitoes carry the malaria parasite from one person to another. The majority of the malaria cases now in Sierra Leone and in many other African countries are from parasites that are resistant to traditional anti-malarial drugs. The artemisinin combination therapy, however, Dr. Heinzelman says, works wonders.
You have a 3 days treatment, and what you see is that the parasites in the blood decreasing much faster than with the other drugs, and people are recovering astonishingly quickly. It's really amazing.
But there's expected to be a significant shortfall across Africa in these drugs this year. The World Health Organization says it will ration its supplies of artemisinin-based drugs to make sure the distribution of the medicine is as widespread as possible. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.